in talking about emptiness, we're actually talking about death. There are several ways you can put to death the things that limit your capacity. Number one, nail them to the cross. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 says, "Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there." Whatever it is in your life that is against God, whatever keeps you from experiencing God and walking in his ways, nail it to the cross. Addictions, pornography, and gossip, nail those to the cross. Number two, confess them to God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. Confess, repent, and then go to him boldly, empty, and ready to be filled. Number three, surrender. Romans chapter 6, verse 11 through 13 says, so you should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God. Surrender. Be empty. For you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Being used by God is not just connected to desire, but it's also connected to capacity. You can say, I want to be used by God all you want, but if you don't surrender, your capacity to contain the oil of God is limited. Have you tried filling a container that's already full? It doesn't work. Emptiness refers to being dead to sin. We say with our mouths that we want to be used by God, but do our lives show that we want to be used? Are we willing to pay the price? I've heard it said that there has not been a man who has been used by God who has not first been bruised by God. Shut the door behind you. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4, the prophet told the woman, then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. Some people do things to look spiritual. They want everybody to see what they're doing. They want an audience for their gifts, anointing, or blessing. But the miracle realm doesn't work this way. It flows in secret. It flows out of surrender and humility. Most of the time, the way God works is so counterintuitive that when we start out with him, we'd rather keep it to ourselves. Think about Naaman. He was a commander, a mighty warrior in the Syrian army, but he was a leper. This is found in 2 Kings chapter 5. He was unclean, and in those times, lepers were shunned and had to be separated from society. Naaman's story also suggests that his condition was not widely known. If everyone knew about his disease, it would have been a deadly blow to his status in the kingdom. But the king gave him provision to seek out the man of God for healing. But before he could receive his miracle, his ego had to be broken down to the point where he was humble enough to try anything. He had to be drawn into the secret place, a place away from the eyes of people in the kingdom he served. When Naaman sought out the prophet of God, nothing about the encounter was as he expected. The prophet sent a messenger with instructions for Naaman to wash in the Jordan River 7 times. And after he did this, he would be clean.